The voice of Branch County for high school sports. AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater. Coldwater Cardinal basketball is on the air.
Maurer looking, finds Stempien. He's doubled up deep in the backcourt. Throws the ball to Beck Hughes, and he wants to run. Slings it to Streaky Maurer. Nice pass to Taggart, and he scores underneath. Cardinals lead by 7 once again. A poke away and a steal by Kenzie Galloway. She has numbers. Better not miss the layup. She does not.
Brought to you by these members of the WTVB Sports Boosters Club, Amerigas, Benedict Steakhouse and Grill, Lobelia Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Branch County Abstract and Title, Consumers Credit Union, Cooley's Jewelry, Donay's On Time Service, Drew's Place of Coldwater, Harold Chevrolet, Halen Auto and RV, Kellogg Community College, McDonald's of Branch County, Meyer, Nottawa Gas Company of Nottawa and Tekonsha, OmniSource, Pines Behavioral Health, Rainbow Motor Sales, Short's Rip Beer Stand, Union Pallet and Container, Warner Oil Company, and Willow's Bar and Grill.
Logan Taggart launches a triple and banks it in. And warm greetings from Coldwater High School, and we do really do mean the warm part of it because of what we had today, what we're probably going to get tomorrow for Kim Delaney's walk across Branch County. Coldwater Cardinal boys basketball is on the air. The Cardinals hosting the Harper Creek Beavers in a game that was supposed to have been played on Monday, and subsequently it was supposed to have been played last January, but both instances weathered out. I'm Sean Watson, and to my left is Al Rackesy.
Yeah, it is nice and warm outside, Sean. It almost feels like you could wear a T-shirt and shorts out there. Going to be a little warmer tomorrow, and Mr. Delaney better have a waterproof suit, I think, the way the weatherman is talking about for tomorrow for his walk across Branch County. But we're going to bring you a little basketball action here tonight.
It's the Cardinals against the Harper Creek Beavers. The Cardinals, of course, on the bottom of the SMAC East rankings, 1-10 in the division, 4-12 overall. They are coming off a 20-point loss up at Dull Lake, 67-47. That's a pretty darn good Blue Devil team.
It sure is. I think they were ranked in Class A this week, if I'm not mistaken.
I think maybe you're thinking about the girls' side.
Oh, you're right. I'm sorry, I was. But the boys, definitely a good basketball team regardless. And you know, Coldwater hung with them for the first half, and then Gull Lake just really attacked the Cardinals there in the second half and pulled away in the third and the fourth quarter with that 67-44 victory.
That's actually a 23-point margin of victory for the Blue Devils over the Cardinals in that game. Leading the way, the sophomores. The baby brigade, as the late Dave Storrs once said. Luke Beckhusen with 9 points, a rebound, a couple of assists, and a steal. And Nate Waterbury, 8 points, 2 assists.
Yeah, those young men are learning on the go here and doing a very commendable job out there. I was looking at the team stats, and Nate's right in there with, I think he's third on the team in rebounds since he's been up there on the varsity. So that's going pretty well. But, you know, the Cardinals shot the ball pretty well the other night. And things, though, that happened, the whole game is in two statistics, and that's points off of turnovers. Gull Lake outscored Coldwater 17-4. And second chance points, Gull Lake outscored Coldwater 18-6. So, you know, you got 12 and 13. That's 25 points right there. So, difference in the ball game, statistics tell the tale right there.
Logan Taggart on the game had 7 points and 6 rebounds. He is leading the team, 10.2 points and a tick over 5.8 rebounds a game. Second on the team right now is Nate Waterbury. The 7 games that he's been up on the varsity, averaging close to 7.9 points per game and pulling down 3.7 boards a night. Of course, second on the team is Luke Stempien, but we've established second and third on the team now. Luke Stempien, we've established that he's been shut down for the season with the ankle injury. He had been averaging 7.6 points and 3.1 boards a night.
Yeah, and Luke is definitely somebody that the Cardinals are missing out there right now. But, again, Nate Waterbury has done a very commendable job since coming up from the JV team to take his place on the varsity.
Meanwhile, the Harper Creek Beavers, second in the SMAC East at 8-3. They are 11-5 overall, but they're on a two-game mini losing streak right now. Last Friday, they lost up at Sturgis, up against Sturgis. The game was played at Harper Creek.
Yep. Pretty interesting game. Going into the third quarter, at the end of the third quarter, the score was 38-31. Final score ends up being 70-64. That means Harper outscored Sturgis 33-32 in that fourth quarter. And I was told one of the longest fourth quarters ever played in what seemed like the history of basketball. Harper obviously got down, had to put Sturgis on the foul line. Sturgis called a couple of timeouts. Harper took about four timeouts and just took forever. But the Trojans were able to hang on and fend off the Beavers. And they came away with that 70-64 victory over Harper Creek.
Sounds like a lot of the strategy was to try and put a certain Chance Stewart up on the free throw line. Chance Stewart had 26 points, 21 rebounds on the night to lead the way. Kylan Watkins led Harper Creek that night with 16 points. Trayvon Johnson, 14. Jason Mueller with 13. And then yesterday, Harper Creek lost to a very hot shooting Portage Central squad up at Portage, 66-46. Trayvon Johnson, 13 points, and Brandon Hudson with 9. Difference between the game back in December between Coldwater and Harper Creek and now is that the Beavers have the services of a couple of Battle Creek Central transfers in Kylan Watkins and Trayvon Johnson, who became eligible to play at the turn of the second semester.
Right.
And they have wound up leading the Beavers. We don't have specific season stats, but Coach Matt Bowling told me that Watkins and Trayvon Johnson have usually been the leading scorers in the second half of the season.
Yeah, they're both 5'11", and they are the starting guards tonight for Coach Matt Bowling and the Beavers. Watkins is a junior, and Johnson is a junior as well. So Coach Matt Bowling will have them for another year. So it'll be interesting to see those guys out there tonight for the Beavers.
I'll look back at the game that was played in December between the Cardinals and the Beavers. December 17th, Harper Creek outscored Coldwater in the second quarter, 17-6, en route to a 55-34 victory. That night, Jack Thompson had 17 points, and James Cadena had 11 to lead the way for the Beavers. Logan Taggart led Coldwater with 13 points.
Yeah, the big thing in that game, Harper Creek pretty hot from the three-point line. 7 out of 12 on three-pointers, 58.3%. Outscored Coldwater 21-9 from the three-point line. And as you mentioned, that second quarter, that's where the Beavers really kind of took control of the basketball game. The Cardinals kind of played them even in the third quarter. And then Harper outscored them 16-10 in the fourth quarter to come up with that 55-34 victory over the Cardinals.
Also in the game, Luke Beckhusen wound up leading the stats on the boards. He had 8 total rebounds, 1 offensive, 7 defensive, coming off the bench and scored just a single free throw.
Yeah, nice job by Luke, one of the little guys, one of the sophomore guards that we talked about. And Coldwater actually won the rebounding statistic that night. They out-rebounded Harper Creek 36-32, but Cardinals did not shoot the ball that well from the two-point range anyway, only 26.2% on the night. And you know, that's an average that you want to be up around the 40s for sure.
3 out of 17 in the first half that night.
Yeah, you know, that's just not going to get it done. So didn't improve a whole lot in the second half. A little bit better, 8 out of 25 for 32%, but 26.2% overall. Harper shot it pretty well, 43.8 from the two-point line, and as I mentioned, the 7 out of 12 from the three-point line, 58.3%.
We're watching the tail end of the JV game between Harper Creek and Coldwater. The Beavers leading 55-48. Intentional foul just called against a Coldwater player on Harper Creek's take to the bucket.
Yep, grabbed the jersey intentionally. Colin Warner picking up the foul. Just trying to stop the Beaver player from getting to the bucket because he had a free lane there, but he can't grab the jersey like that.
So it was not really malicious. That was of a technical technical foul.
Yeah, it's just something you can't do.
56-48 Beavers as they drain the first of their two free throws on the intentional foul, plus the Beavers will get the ball back with 23.1 seconds. The Coldwater freshman did pick up the win earlier tonight, 37-33 in that game. Jake Beckhusen, 9 points, 3 rebounds, and 3 steals. Zach Murphy, 8 points, 3 rebounds. Your leading rebounder on the night, Eric Bakke, had 4 boards to go along with his 2 points.
Yeah, nice job by those young men of leading the way for the freshman Cardinals to that victory tonight. So obviously the Cardinal varsity going to try to make this a 2 out of 3 night for Coldwater basketball. JV squad is down here now, 57-48.
And the Beavers are going to dribble out the clock.
Yep. So Quinberry's team loses this year, not for too many times.
No.
They've had an awfully good season. Don't exactly know what their record is, but they've had an awfully nice season. Coach Berry and Coach Mike Murphy have done a really nice job with that squad.
Over the course of the next few minutes, a pregame interview that I conducted with Coldwater head boys basketball coach Brian Kelly. Plus, we'll get you set up for girls and boys basketball districts. March Magic is just around the corner. And also talk about the ninth grade Exchange Club boys basketball tournament, which begins next week.
Yeah, looking forward to that. That's always a fun time. Is that going to be over at Legg?
It is.
Okay.
As it traditionally has been. We'll go ahead and take this 3-minute break and be back with Brian Kelly. You're listening to Coldwater Cardinal Boys Basketball on WTVB.
Saving you money on great transportation is their specialty at Mobilia Chrysler Jeep Dodge in Coldwater. Get the vehicle you need at the price to fit your budget to keep you on the road in any kind of weather. Check out all the specials on the lot or Mobilia.com. How about a 2013 Dodge Dart Limited with heated seats, remote start, and power sunroof? Just $21,200. You save over $3,200. Or step up to real style with a 2013 Chrysler 300C John Varvatos with V6, navigation system, dual power seats, and heated first and second row seats. Now just $37,467. You save over $7,800 just at tax, title, and plate. Talk to Jeff Dollar, Jared Hedrick, Sean Stouter, Tom Whiteley, or Dean Bobilia. You can also trust Mobilia to service your current vehicle. With their expanded service department, Saturday hours, and factory crane techs, Mobilia will get you in and out quickly. At Mobilia, buy 3 oil changes and get the 4th one free. And with their express oil change service, there's no need for an appointment. Mobilia Chrysler Jeep Dodge on US 12 across from the airport, Coldwater.
Today's competitive business climate demands that you operate your fleet at peak efficiency. This is Mark Lubberry from Warner Oil. With Pacific Pride, you can take control of your fleet cost. Pacific Pride has over 2,000 sites nationwide, open 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. No matter how many trucks you fuel or where you fuel, you'll get just one bill from our office for better fuel accountability. To learn how you can become a frequent fueler, call us or stop by Warner Oil Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. At Warner Oil, we're also your source for heating oil. By using our convenient Keep Full program, you can be sure your family will be warm this winter when it's cold outside. Our Nature's Comfort wood pellet stoves heat up to 2,500 square feet and allow you to supplement your current heating system. For more information, call us at Warner Oil today or stop by our office Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 p.m. at 400 Race Street in Coldwater and at Roost Oil at 6651 South Eden Road, Reading.
The Piggy Bank. When you were a kid, it was the symbol of savings and responsibility, helping you to save money for the things you really wanted. Today, you can simply shop at Meijer, where your money goes further with our low Meijer prices on thousands of items you use every day. And don't forget about our great sales. Plus, you can save even more by signing up for M-Perks, so you can take advantage of great offers with our digital coupons and rewards. You know, come to think about it, Meijer's just like a piggy bank, but even better.
How low can you go? How about zero? Introducing Consumers Exclusive MasterCard Partnership. Rewards?
Yep. They beat rates, hands down.
Security?
Yes.
You gotta remember it's federally insured.
Local service?
You got it.
They're personable. They know your face. They know your name.
Ask us about zero balance transfers.
At Consumers Credit Union, they're always happy to see you.
Consumers Credit Union. Go live, work, play. Many choices, one path, not just a starting point, a launch pad. More than a step, a leap. Not just a community college, it's a global sense of direction. Blaze your own trail. Explore Kellogg Community College at kellogg.edu.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Our pregame interview with Coldwater Head Boys Basketball Coach Brian Kelly is brought to you by Union Pallet and Container Company. Is your company doing its part to help save the planet? Union Pallet and Container offers a complete recycling program to retrieve, remanufacture, and repair pallets that are beyond their usable life. Call Union Pallet and Container in Coldwater at 278-4888, where they're a proud supporter of the Branch Area Food Pantry. Not that much time left in the regular season getting ready to go into districts. Are you having the team do anything different as we play these final few games of the regular season heading into the postseason?
Not really. At this point in time, we're just trying to, refine things and make sure that, all the fundamental things we're trying to do correctly. And, we're really working a lot on fundamental stuff at this point in time. There's not a whole lot of new things to involve, but, we can always clean up things here and there, turnovers, rebounding, things like that.
So on a whole, would you say that you've been pleased with the way that the team has progressed and improved from the beginning of the season to this point?
Yeah, I think we've done a nice job of getting better as the year went on. The league is extremely difficult. We've played a lot of young kids this year, and our seniors have stepped up and played well. You look at our schedule and you look at our record, and it doesn't look that good, but we've lost a lot of close games, a lot of games at the end. We're in right down to the wire and to the stretch, and we've come up some short on some of those games. We still got three or four left here, and then hopefully we can make a run deep into the districts and beyond.
1-10 Smack East mark and 4-12 overall, but as you said, and we've even seen it second half of the season, that the losses have been much closer than they were beginning of the season.
Yeah, and that's a credit to the kids. They've never given up. They don't stop working. They come to practice every day and work extremely hard. And, this is a good group of young men, and it shows a lot of character for them because they could have folded the 10 a long time ago, but they don't. They continue to fight and continue to work hard. And as a coach, that's all you can really ask of them.
Tonight's opponent, the Harper Creek Beavers, fairly convincing win for the Beavers up in Battle Creek back in December. They got a slightly different cast of characters, including two transfers that became eligible at the beginning of the second semester. Have you had any opportunity to scout out the Beavers recently?
We kind of did a little bit, but, Matt does a great job over there at Harper Creek. He's got a talented team. They're honorable mention All-State in Class B this last week. And, the two transfers they got are extremely good. Makes them even actually a better team. And because it gives them two good starters, besides puts a lot more depth in their bench. And, they'll be a handful tonight, and we'll have to play it tough to stay in the game and hopefully keep it close to where we can kind of steal one at the end. The game up there was basically a pretty close game, except for one quarter. We turned the ball over a few times and got outscored by, I think, 13 points in one quarter and ended up losing the game by 20. That one quarter bit us pretty hard up there, and we can't afford to have that happen tonight. We got to play four straight quarters of good basketball and be competitive.
Brian Kelly, head coach of the Coldwater Cardinals, best of luck tonight. Hopefully we'll be able to talk to you after a win tonight.
That would be great.
We're back with more after this. You're listening to Coldwater Cardinal Boys Basketball on WTVB.
Harold has it. That's right. Harold has it. Harold Chevrolet Buick has it all. We are the tri-state area's largest volume dealer. And you know what large volume means? Huge discounts. We have over 200 vehicles ready for immediate delivery. We are so confident that we will not be undersold that we have the low price guarantee. If we cannot beat a competitor's price, we will pay you $1,000. That's right. Harold has it. The low price guarantee. Harold Chevrolet Buick is the home of guaranteed credit approval. We are so confident that we can get you approved for a loan, we guarantee it, or we pay you $1,000. All you need is income of about $800 a month and a small down payment or trade, and you will be driving home a nicer, newer car today. That's right. Harold has it. Credit approval guarantee. Harold Chevrolet Buick is one of Indiana's only certified elite service facilities. We have a low price guarantee on all tires for all makes and all models. See us for all your automotive needs. You don't have to look any further than 824 North Wayne Street, just north of the mountain in downtown Angola, or visit us online at haroldchevrolet.com. Because if you're looking for it, Harold has it.
Everyone knows that diamonds are forever, but did you know that the prongs on your ring aren't? At Culey's Jewelry, they know your rings and other jewelry are just like a car. They need regular checkups and tune-ups. That's why they offer free ring inspection and cleaning. That way, they can catch any problems before they happen, like losing that diamond. Plus, at Culey's Jewelry, you have the peace of mind knowing your jewelry repairs are not sent away and are done quickly in the store and at a price you can afford. Before your rings or jewelry get to the point of no return, give them a checkup and tune-up at Culey's Jewelry. An ounce of prevention can keep you happy for years to come. Stop in with your jewelry to Culey's Jewelry, located downtown Coldwater for over 40 years. Culey's, Culey's,
fine jewelry says it best. AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Welcome back to Coldwater High School. Sean Watson and Al Rackesy, Mike Seitz. Sean Delaney back at the WTVB studio. We've got the CHS Pep Band here in the gym. We posted a picture to our Facebook and Twitter. You can see them in action. Coldwater Cardinals and the Harper Creek Beavers in varsity boys basketball action. It was a split of the two games, as we mentioned. Freshman game went the way of the Cardinals, 37-33, 9 points. And three rebounds for Jake Beckhusen. Eight for Zach Murphy with three rebounds. 6 points for Colin Torrey. Eric Bach, he had just 2 points, but he led the way on the boards with four. The JV contest just completed. Harper Creek beat Coldwater 57-48, despite 15 points from Austin Kresminski and 13 from Colin Warner.
Yeah, it was unfortunate for the JV squad to fall to the Harper Creek Beavers JV squad. Brendan Spangler was a leading rebounder in that game for the JV Cards. He had six rebounds. He also had four assists, so nice to see Brendan passing the ball. Coldwater shot the ball pretty well, 40.9% from two-point range, 50% from three-point line, and nearly 73% from the free throw line, but the difference was at the free throw line for the most part. The Beavers shot 19 free throws and made 15, and the Cardinals shot 11 and made 8, so good percentages, but the Beavers just got to the line a whole lot more than the Cardinals did.
The freshman boys basketball season wrapping up next week at the annual Exchange Club freshman boys basketball tournament at Legg Middle School. It actually gets underway next Monday with a couple of games. Loy Norix against Angola in the opener at 5:30. The host Cardinal freshmen take on Parma Western at 7:15. Again, those games next Monday. Next Tuesday, Marshall against Sturgis in the opener. Lumen Christi against Penfield in the nightcap. Of course, we've got games next Wednesday and next Thursday. Four games next Saturday, March 1st, to wrap things up. 2 o'clock for the seventh place game. The championship game getting underway at 7:15. Again, one of the big fundraisers for the Exchange Club, and a nice cap to their season always.
It is, and what a nice group of schools to have in that tournament, too. Should be a very competitive tournament, and best of luck to Coach Petsko and his freshman Cardinal team.
Of course, we're winding down to the end of the regular season for all the basketball teams. This is actually the final week of the regular season for girls basketball. Districts for them begin next week, and Coldwater is at the Class B Sturgis District, and they drew a first-round bye. So they will open up play next Wednesday, February 26th, the early game beginning at 5:30 at Sturgis. They will take on the winner of next Monday's game between Edwardsburg and Three Rivers.
Well, you would think at this point that Three Rivers would probably be their opponent. That's an awfully good girls basketball team over there, although I do not know much about the Edwardsburg girls basketball team. So Cardinals in a tough bracket, but it's nice that they get that first round bye, and they'll be able to scout both those teams out.
On the other half of the bracket, Sturgis and Vicksburg drew first-round byes, and they will face each other in the late game next Wednesday, February 26th at 7. The championship game would be at 7 o'clock next Friday at Sturgis High School. If the Cardinals happen to hold off Three Rivers, we'd be there. Otherwise, we'll be going to the Class C district out at Mendon, where there will be at least one team from Branch County guaranteed to be alive because of the way the bracket panned out. We'll go over that at halftime.
Okay.
Meanwhile, the boys' district will begin in another week and a half. Of course, the Cardinal boys host Battle Creek Central on Friday. Actually, the girls will as well. It'll be the final girls and boys doubleheader of the season. Then the Cardinal boys have a game against Louis Norix next Tuesday to wrap up the regular season, just a scant 2 weeks after they wound up facing them in a makeup game.
Right, and both of those games, Friday and next week, are here at home at the CHS gym. So here, one of your last chances to see them play here at home.
The Cardinal boys are going to be playing the Class B3 Rivers District beginning on March 3rd. They did not draw a first round bye. They will open up play at Three Rivers against Edwardsburg. That will be on Monday, March 3rd, beginning at 7 o'clock. Coldwater against Edwardsburg. The winner of that game will take on the host Three Rivers Wildcats in the early game Wednesday night beginning at 6. That would be Wednesday night, March 5th. And in the late game, Sturgis and Vicksburg drew each other, drew first-round byes, and will take on each other in the semifinals. The district final would be on Friday, March 7th, beginning at 7 o'clock.
Well, I would think Sturgis would definitely be coming out of the one side, but you never know who's going to come out of that other side. So I'm not sure what kind of season Three Rivers boys or Edwardsburg boys have had this year, but
the research department will get right on it next
I'm
week.
I'm sure you will.
I am the research department.
That's right. You do a very good job of that, buddy. So, but always fun for March Magic to start, and we look forward to that. And it's going to be a lot of basketball in a short period of time coming up here.
We'll go ahead and take this two-minute break and be back with the starting lineups and the opening tip. It's the Harper Creek Beavers against the Coldwater Cardinals coming up. You are listening to Coldwater Cardinal Boys Basketball on WTVB.
Everyone is experiencing hard times in one way or another. For some, it has been the loss of a job or their home. For others, it has been worrying about money and struggling to make ends meet. For some, it has led to issues with the children or in their marriage. It affects everyone differently. Some people become depressed. Some people have increased anxiety. Some turn to alcohol or drugs, while others may even have thoughts of suicide. In these hard times, it is important to remember that you are not alone, that your feelings are nothing to be ashamed of, and help is there 24 hours a day, just a phone call away at Pines Behavioral Health in Coldwater. Just pick up the phone and call 279-8404. When you need help dealing with the hard times that are impacting your life, turn to Pines Behavioral Health in Coldwater. We are always there when you need help. At Pines Behavioral Health, we believe that life should be enjoyed, not endured.
Oh no. Did you somehow miss the season's first big RV show at Michiana Events Center? Well, don't beat yourself up. No harm, no foul. Most of it's still going on. It's just moved to Haylett Auto and RV in Coldwater. Oh, yeah. You may have missed the mech, but Haylett was the star of the show anyway, and they're full speed ahead now on plans for a new season of RVing fun. All the new models on display now from 18 of the nation's top manufacturers. 10 campers to travel trailers, fifth wheels to motorhomes. Complete parts and accessories, special show financing, show-stopping deals on Haylett's 11-acre RV and camping supercenter, the place where you're going to find what you want now. 2013 closeout prices for a limited time on brand spanking new, never-before-seen 14 models. All you have to do is show up to see everything new for camping. Hightail it to Haylett Auto and RV, U.S. 12 east of I-69, exit 13, Coldwater, Michigan. Online at HaylettAutoAndRV.com, where your family camping adventures begin.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Starting lineups are brought to you by Short's Root Beer Stand. Think spring. Short's Root Beer Stand will be opening for the season on Monday, March 3rd. Short's Root Beer Stand at the corner of Munson and West Chicago Streets, Coldwater, where your debit and credit cards will be gladly accepted in 2014. Hey, that's like another week and a half.
Not too far away. Always exciting to have the Short's Root Beer Stand open up for the new year.
Four of the visiting Harper Creek Beavers, 8-3 in the SMAC East, 11-5 overall under the veteran head coach, the pride and joy of Tekonsha, Matt Bowling. Three guards in the backcourt, Kylan Watkins, a 5'11 junior, James Cadena, a 6'3 junior, and Trayvon Johnson, a 5'11 junior. Up front, Brandon Hudson, a 6'3 junior, and in the middle, Jack Thompson, a 6'3 junior. Notice it's an all-junior starting lineup for the Beavers tonight.
Yes, I did notice that. So lots of young men coming back for Matt Bowling next year after a very successful season thus far this year.
They could very easily be one of the favorites in the Interstate 8 next year.
No question. Matt does a very good job with his teams. He's a nice guy, too.
Meanwhile, for the Coldwater Cardinals, 1-10 in the SMAC East, 4-12 overall under head coach Brian Kelly. Same starting lineup he's gone with the past few games. In the backcourt, Luke Beckhusen, a 5'10 sophomore, Nate Waterbury, a 5'10 sophomore, and Grant Maurer, a 6-foot senior up front. Ryan Mock, a 6'3 senior, and Logan Taggart, a 6'4 junior. It will be Logan Taggart jumping at center circle along with Brandon Hudson. Coldwater moving from left to right across your radio dial in their home whites with the red numerals and trim. Harper Creek from right to left in their road royal blue uniforms with the silver numerals and white trim.
Coldwater wins the tip.
Inside, Mock finds Waterbury. He's cut off. He'll try and take it out to the left corner. The feed inside to Mock. Now get it out to Taggart. Very tough man-to-man defense being shown by Harper at the outset.
Yeah, it's going to be a quick team.
And they just got a lot quicker with the addition of Kylan Watkins and Trayvon Johnson.
Yep, and they're going to like to do a lot in transition.
Mock inside. Logan Taggart splits the double team. Banks it in.
Nice pass from Ryan Mock to Logan Taggart, who finishes it off.
2-0. The Cardinals drawing first blood off the screen. Here's Cadena moving to the right wing. Kick the ball out to the wing. Now left wing, a shot and a score for Jack Thompson.
Ooh.
Three-pointer from the left wing, and the Beavers take the 3-2 lead. 7:05 left to play in the first quarter. Here comes Nate Waterbury, immediately picked up at half court by Trayvon Johnson. Mock around the perimeter. Cut off, bounce pass back to Grant Maurer.
Well, the Beavers shot 12 three-pointers in that first game against Coldwater up at Harper Creek.
So. Here's Waterbury. Down the middle, hot step and a travel.
Yep.
You even saw that from our perch, didn't you?
No question about it. He had the right idea. He's going to kick it out to Grant Maurer, who would have had about a 15, 18-foot jump shot, but wasn't to be.
Here come the Beavers leading 3-2. Trayvon Johnson kick it out to the right wing. Three-point attempt by Jack Thompson is short. Ball comes back to the Beavers. Watkins on the right corner. Bounce pass to Johnson. That's Trayvon Johnson to the
nice
elbow.
Pass.
Kick it inside. And a score underneath for Brandon Hudson.
Very nice pass. I did see which of the guards got that to him, but Hudson lays it in for an easy two.
Another traveling violation. This one a little more suspect on Nate Waterbury as he tried to get the bounce pass. Turning the ball back over to the Beavers, who already lead 5-2, 6-10, and counting left to play first quarter from here at Coldwater High School.
Well, Matt Bowling knows both of the guards for Coldwater are sophomores, so he's going to get after him.
10-foot jumper short for Trayvon Johnson. His tap-in went wide left. Here come the Cardinals.
Ryan Mock with a rebound for the Birds.
Waterbury around the perimeter, trying to streak to the left side, whistle. This time he's able to draw a foul.
Yeah, it's going to be on the floor, though.
It'll be Trayvon Johnson with the first foul of the game. Waterbury will trigger underneath the bucket with 5:50 left in the quarter. Cardinals trail 5-2. Waterbury assessing the situation. The count is on. He's looking, finds Maurer, hauls it in on the corner. Now to Mock on the elbow, splits the double team, kick the ball out to Beckhusen. Now to Maurer on the right wing. Triple team out to Waterbury on the wing. Hands the ball to Taggart, and now Beckhusen to reset to Waterbury between the circles. Slings the ball to Maurer on the right wing. Goes to his left, back between the circles to Beckhusen. Now Maurer back with it. 5-2, Cardinals down 3, 5:25 left in the quarter.
Tough man-to-man defense being played by Harper Creek right now.
Waterbury back with it to Beck Hughes and launches a triple from the left wing. It's a brick short, rebounded by Trayvon Johnson. Ahead to a streaking James Cadena. He scores in transition. Just like you said, the Beavers like to do.
Well, they definitely like to get up and down the floor. There's no doubt about it.
7-2, Beavers lead by 5. Waterbury draws a foul again from Trayvon Johnson. That's going to be his second, team second. All right away, Matt Bowling will have to go to his bench and bring in the quarterback.
Now, Matt's bench is a little bit short tonight. Got three players that are out, one with an injury. That's Noah Hayes. Grayson DeYoung has been ill, and Jason Mueller's grandmother passed away. So,
Trevor Johnson comes in for Harper Creek. He is a 6-foot senior, and again, the quarterback of a very successful Beaver football team the past few years.
Yeah.
And right away, he gets into the scorebook, committing the foul on the left wing. His first is a team third. And going to the bench once again, bringing in Zach Testelin, a 6'3 senior. We did not see him in action in the game back on December 17th. He comes in for Brandon Hudson.
Mentioned quarterbacks. Matt Bowling's assistant coach is Nate Smith. Was a former quarterback at Harper Creek, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, that's a blast from the past right there.
Yeah.
Cold water ball trailing by 5.
Good
yes,
job.
And one
Logan
for
Taggart.
Logan Taggart from the low left blocks, despite a triple team that was on him.
Strong move to the hoop by Logan, and he's going to go to the line for the free throw.
Logan. Jack Thompson picking up his first foul, team fourth. No fouls yet for Coldwater.
Logan shooting 57% on the season.
Gets it too strong off the back of the rim, rebounded by
intercepted by Becky. No, and he loses it out of bounds. Who was that last foul on, Sean? I'm sorry.
The foul was whistled against Jack Thompson. That is his first, team fourth for the Beavers. None yet for Coldwater. The Beavers will get the ball back after Beckhusen mishandled the INT. 7-4, the Cardinals trail by 6. Here's Kylan Watkins kick the ball out to James Cadena on the left wing. Now to the elbow. The ball knocked away from Testelin. Whistle and a foul. Testelin is going to go up to the free throw line.
Ooh.
First foul of the game for Coldwater, assessed to Ryan Mock.
Thought they were going to get Logan Taggart for that one, but
first of two is good for Testelin, not a brick. Sorry, whoever that fan was that yelled out brick.
They were hoping for it.
8-4, Harper Creek. Testelin makes both, and it's now 9-4.
Full court pressure now being applied by Harper Creek.
Beck Hughes trapped. Sideline left in the backcourt. Finds Mock. And timeout is going to be called by Coldwater. 30-second timeout, 4:20. Left to play in the first quarter, 9-4 Beavers. We're back in 30. You're listening to Cardinal Boys Basketball on WTVB.
This is Scrap Chat with Max Hall, reminding you that while all metal has value, not all metal recyclers value you. At Omnisource, guys like me tell you what your metal's worth and how to make it worth even more the next time. Because we grind up and spit out scrap, not customers. Find frank advice and fair payment at one of our 5 Omnisource yards conveniently located in southwest Michigan. For locations and a list of metals we buy, visit Omnisource.com.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
A Wednesday night of high school boys basketball, kind of unusual, but all of these weathered out games kind of necessitating this second attempt to play between Coldwater and Harper Creek from here at the home of the Cardinals. It's Coldwater ball coming out of the timeout. Cardinals having a lot of trouble with the Harper Creek rusher. Grant Maurer double-teamed on the right blocks, kicked the ball out to Waterbury, trying to dribble drive, and an offensive foul holding his ground is Jack Thompson.
Nate Waterbury picking up his first, team second.
Kind of a size mismatch there. We got Jack Thompson, about 6'3", and Nate's only 5'10". Here come the Beavers, leading by 5 with 4 minutes left to play in the first quarter. Trevor Johnson moving off the screen, trying to kick the ball to Cadena. It's intercepted by Mock, ahead to Beck Hughes in transition layup.
Oh!
Got a nice roll there.
Another nice assist for Ryan Mock, and Beck Hughes lays it in for 2.
Cardinals trail by just 3, 9-6, 3:40 left to play in the quarter. Cadena trying to answer from the right wing, off the back of the rim. Taggart with a rebound, ahead to Beck Hughes. Beck Hewson kicked the ball out to Mock on the right wing. Now to Waterbury, top of the key. Cut off as he moves the elbow. Now back to the perimeter to Mock. Off a Taggart screen, cut off by a double team. Now to Waterbury, moving to the wing. He's cut off. Bounce pass to Mock, 30 feet away. Now back to Mock from Grant Maurer, trying to feed Taggart inside. It's intercepted by the very quick James Cadena.
The Cardinals had the right idea on the pick and roll. Unfortunately, Harper snuffed it out.
Cadena kicked the ball out to Jack Thompson. A dribble drive, shot from the blocks. It's an air ball right into Waterbury's arms. Nate Waterbury passed the timeline with Kylan Watkins almost getting the steal as Waterbury got tripped up, slinging the ball to Maurer. He's blocked from behind by Thompson. Here come the Beavers. Cadena ahead to Testolin. Almost got the slam. But Kylan Watkins is there to clean up and collect. It's now 11-6 Beavers with 2:32 left in the quarter. Clock moving. Here's Nate Waterbury in the right corner. Watkins almost running into him. Now get the ball to Beck Hewson, trying to dribble, penetrate on the weak side. Cut off by a double team. He needs help. Waterbury tangled up with Colin Watkins on the bounce pass. Waterbury couldn't get to it. It'll be Harper Creek ball. Ryan Hadley and Blaze Watson first off the bench for Coldwater. Hadley a 6'3 senior. Watson a 6'1 junior.
Harper Creek doing a really great job tonight with help defense.
Mickey Berea checking in for Harper Creek. Meanwhile, he is a 5'11 senior. He gets the ball from Cadena. Now kick the ball out to the right wing. Colton Swims also came in, a 6-foot junior. He's on the elbow. Kick it out to Cadena. Open. Left wing. Three.
Good for James Cadena. His fifth point. Second bucket. Two-pointer and a three-pointer.
14-6. The Beavers lead by 8. Here's Luke Beck Hewson, cut off on the right wing between the circles to Hadley. Harper Creek extending the defense out to the back corner of the front court. Push shot by Hadley is short. Is there going to be a foul on the shot or on the floor?
That'll be on the shot.
For the Beavers, Brandon Hudson with his first foul, team fifth. To the free throw line for Mr. Hadley with a minute 37 left in the quarter.
Ryan did a good job the other night on his free throws. I think he was 3 out of 4. Unfortunately, misses the first one here on his first attempt.
Remains for the time being 14-6 Harper Creek, a minute 37 left in the first quarter. The second one. Down, up. That one off the back of the rim. Ball slapped by Maurer right to the awaiting Luke Beckhusen at half court. A streak and a score on the weak side for Luke.
Luke Beckhusen saw the opening. He took it all the way to the hoop.
14-8 Beavers. Three-pointers. Good for Colton Swims from the right wing. Just like that, it's 17-8 Harper Creek. Beckhusen underhands it to Maurer. He's on the right wing. Cut off. Get it to Hadley. Top of the key. Now dribble drive by Blaze Watson. Swatted at by Cadena, but Watson still scores on his runner from the left baseline.
Nice pass from Ryan Hadley to a streaking Blaze Watson for 2 for the Cardinals.
17 for the Beavers and 10 for the Cardinals. 50 seconds left in the first quarter. Here's Mickey Berea trying to dribble penetrate on the right blocks. Ball deflected. Taken on the run by Beck Hewson. Coast to coast. Black from behind by Swims. Out of bounds back to the Cardinals. Trevor Johnson will come back into the Beaver lineup. Coming to the bench will be Mickey Berea. 9 available players for Coach Matt Bowling, and he's going to use every last one of them. 40.4 seconds left in the quarter. The inbound comes to Hadley, who gets it to Maurer. Now cross court to Blaze Watson, attacking the right side. Blocked underneath by Hudson. Here come the Beavers in transition. Colton Swims gets it to James Cadena, who scores.
Cadena, very active player out there.
19-10, Harper Creek, under 20 seconds left in the quarter. Hadley cut off, trying to dip and shoot. Missed it. Here come the Beavers for the final shot of the quarter.
Yep. Highly contested shot by the Beavers. They come up with a couple of big blocks also here in this first quarter.
Cadena moving to the elbow, kick the ball out. Three-pointer by Swims. It's short. Rebound put back. Don't count it, although it went in for Trevor Johnson on the rebound putback. Don't count it because it went in after the buzzer. Harper Creek still leads 19-10 after one. Back in a minute, you're listening to Coldwater Cardinal Boys Basketball on WTVB.
Don't go on a date in an old car you hate.
Hey, Coldwater, matchmakers Michelle Streets
and Melissa Hanna here.
It's February, so this month we're matching people up with the car of their dreams.
During our Meet Your Match sales event,
you could get up to $1,500 off a nicer, newer car today.
Now that's a sweetheart of a deal.
Heart been broken by bad credit rejection in the past?
Our For the People credit approval process
has better aim than Cupid with a crossbow.
And the banks and lenders want to say yes, 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 yes.
So if you're car just isn't doing it for you anymore,
find love again during our Meet Your Match sales event.
Get up to $1,500 off a hot new ride and get matched up with a nicer, newer car you'll love today.
But hurry, this deal is like young love and won't last forever.
I'm Michelle Streets.
And I'm Melissa Hanna,
a dealer for the people.
Visit us at Rainbow Motor Sales in Coldwater
or online at rainbowmotorsales.com.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
A very frantic pace to the first quarter. Unfortunately, it seemed to favor the Harper Creek Beavers, who lead 19-10.
Well, no question, the Beavers also making three-pointers there in that first quarter. So,
see one by Jack Thompson, one by Colton Swims, and one by James Cadena. Cadena currently leading the scoring with seven. Trayvon Johnson back into the lineup after having picked up two quick fouls, a take from the left baseline, and a score to make it 21-10.
Close to a charge on Trayvon Johnson, but officials see it differently.
Beck Husen cut off, get the ball to Maurer, now trying to sling it to Hadley. Fouled from behind by Brandon Hudson. That's going to be his second. Team six. Well, he looks like he'll give away to Zach Kestelman.
Cardinals can hope that the fouls keep racking up for Harper Creek and it shortens that bench a little bit more for Coach Matt Bowling.
16 fouls up for the Beavers, 2 for the Cardinals. Here's Grant Maurer cut off by a double team on the corner. One-handed push shot from the wing inside the perimeter. Doesn't go in for Hadley. Rebounded by Kestelman. Here comes Kylan Watkins. Borderline carry. He gets the ball back from Cadena. Swing it to Trayvon Johnson on the left corner. He'll get it back outside, slow things up a little bit. The Cardinals look like they went into a zone. Ball moved out to the left wing. A shot for three by Jack Thompson. Does not go in. Rebounded by Logan Taggart, who hands the ball to Luke Beckhusen. Maurer inside to Taggart. Too far underneath. He couldn't handle it. The Cardinals will have to reset. And Grant Maurer on his dribble take on the right wing commits a traveling violation.
Yeah, that's the third one tonight against the Cardinals.
21 for the Beavers, 10 for the Cardinals, 6:45 and counting left to play in the first half. Trayvon Johnson getting the ball to Zach Testolan on the elbow left side, looking, kick the ball out to Kylan Watkins. The dribble drive, he draws a foul on his take to the bucket.
And it looks like he got bumped by Grant Maurer.
Exactly what the call is. His first is the team third. Foul on the floor. The Beavers will get it out of bounds. 6:35 left in the half. And the inbound comes to James Cadena. The free throw line, kicked the ball out. Testolan cross court pass to Kylan Watkins. Cardinals are in a 2-3 zone. Here's a dribble drive shot from the just inside the free throw line. Doesn't go in for Watkins. The Beavers get it back. Here's Cadena on the left wing. Get it cross court. Jack Thompson moves to the elbow, launches a jumper, and gets a nice roll.
Certainly did. Got the shooter's roll on that one.
Harper Creek up 13 with 6 minutes left to play in the half, 23-10. Here come the Cardinals. Luke Beckhusen will be met by Trayvon Johnson past half court. Blaze Watson to Grant Maurer. Inside, Maurer to Logan Taggart. Turns around and shoots and scores.
Nice pass from Maurer to Taggart. Taggart, 6 point of the night for the Cardinals.
Seems as though Logan Taggart is half of the Cardinals' offense right now. 23-12. Cadena for three from the left wing. It's short. Hadley with the rebound. Beck Husen across the timeline. Bounce pass to Hadley. He moves to the right wing. cut off by the tough man-to-man D of the Beavers to Taggart on the elbow right side. Get it out to the perimeter. Now to Hanley, trying to dribble drive the right side. Double team closes in on him, forces up a shot. It's short. Ball knocked away. Thompson comes up with it quickly. The other end of the floor. The attempt at a shot by Trayvon Johnson. He's fouled. He'll go up for two.
Blaze Watson going to be called for the foul on the Coldwater side. His first, team fourth.
Only the second trip to the free throw line for the Beavers tonight. First for Trayvon Johnson. First one is good. The Beavers now doubling up the Cardinals, 24-12. 5:05 left to play in the half. Mock back in for Blaze Watson in the Coldwater lineup.
Well, Cardinals got to find some more offense besides Logan Taggart.
Johnson makes both free throws, 25-12.
Full court pressure being applied by Harper.
Able to break it. Here comes Grant Maurer. Nice feed to Taggart. He missed it.
Oh, executed beautifully except for the finish.
Other end of the floor. Offensive foul committed by Tylan Watkins, taking the charge as Ryan Hadley. He held his ground.
Yep, great job by Ryan. Moving his feet, getting in position.
Watkins with his first foul, team seventh. It's a player control foul. The Cardinals will get it out of bounds. Scout Case comes in for Grant Maurer. Case is a 5'6 senior. The Beavers are pressing in the backcourt. Mock slings the ball to Beck Hughes and behind the back pass to Scout Case.
Again.
Get it to Logan Taggart. Cut off by Thompson. Overshot it underneath. Here come the Beavers the other end of the floor. Cadena trying to finish. Layup good. 9 points for James Cadena, and the Beavers lead by 15, 27-12. 4:30 left to play in the half.
They do get up and down the floor, don't they?
Yes, they do, and we're talking everybody. Cardinal ball, here's Hadley, triple team, still forces up a shot. It went wide right. Beavers trying to save it. I think they stepped out of bounds. They did.
Cardinals get a break there.
Trevor Johnson and Colton Swims getting ready to check in for Harper Creek. Trayvon Johnson to the bench along with James Cadena. Cardinal ball out of bounds underneath their bucket. Scout Case is looking. Finds Hadley, 12-footer. Yes.
Ryan Hadley draining one for the Cardinals.
Finally got one to go. 27-14. Beavers lead by 13. Nate Waterbury getting ready to check in at the next dead ball. Here is Jack Thompson. Kick the ball to Watkins. Now sling it to Trevor Johnson. Bounce pass trying to find Testolin. Taken away by Hadley. Beck Husen will be met by Watkins. Bounce pass comes to Hadley. The runner off the hoop. No good. Hadley chasing after it, but it's taken away by Trevor Johnson ahead to Kylan Watkins. Count the bucket by Kylan Watkins. Plus one. Scout Case's feet weren't set.
Pretty close.
Blocking foul committed by Scout Case. His first foul, a team fifth. Waterbury and Maurer back in for Coldwater. Taking a seat is Luke Beckhusen and Ryan Hadley. Kylan Watkins getting ready to attempt the finish on the three-point play and give the Beavers a 16-point lead. Currently 29-14 with 3:41 left to play in the first half.
Beavers now 5 out of 5 from the free throw line here in this first half.
30-14, Harper Creek. Scout Case throws the ball past Waterbury's fingertips, picked up in the backcourt by Testolin. Here's Kylan Watkins attacking the weak side. The runner's good for Kylan Watkins.
No help at all on defense.
Brian Kelly and his coaching staff have seen enough. Full timeout. 3:30 left in the first half. 32-14, Harper Creek. We're back in a minute. You're listening to Cardinal Boys Basketball on WTVB.
Hello, this is Jeff Wilcox from Drew's Place of Coldwater. In our family's 25 years in the care business, we see how difficult it is for seniors to leave their home. We see the unique challenges families face, especially with memory-related issues. This is why we have taken great pride in designing homes that cater to these issues related to memory loss. We have made it our goal to provide that specialized care at the most affordable rates in Michigan. Call us today for information or a tour of our facilities at Drew's Place of Coldwater. Call 278-9494.
The Piggy Bank. When you were a kid, it was the symbol of savings and responsibility, helping you to save money for the things you really wanted.
Today, you can simply shop at Meijer, where your money goes further with our low Meijer prices on thousands of items you use every day. And don't forget about our great sales. Plus, you can save even more by signing up for M-Perks, so you can take advantage of great offers with our digital coupons and rewards. You know, come to think about it, Meijer's just like a piggy bank, but even better.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
32 for the Harper Creek Beavers and 14 for the Coldwater Cardinals coming out of the Coldwater timeout with 3:30 left in the first half.
Not enough offense and too many mistakes for the Cardinals here in this game.
Scout Case with a triple team closing in on him right side. He draws a foul from one member of that Beaver triple team. In this case, it's going to be Colton Swims with his first foul, team 8. 1-1, Scout Case at the free throw line.
Scout just 1 of 6 from the free throw line this year.
Front end is good, so he'll get the bonus. Stemming the bleeding for the time being, 32-15, Beavers up 17. And now up 16 as Case makes both. Here come the Harper Creek Beavers. Coldwater throwing out a 1-2-2 zone this time.
Yep.
Mickey Berea checked in. Kylan Watkins, nice ball movement, comes back out to the right corner to to Berea. Trevor Johnson, top of the key, give it to Berea. Running the motion, double team on him. Back out to Testelin, and now Watkins to reset. Here's Trevor Johnson, cross court to... NBA 3 for Colton Swims. It's short off the rim. Watkins trying to save it before crashing into the CHS pit band and couldn't.
That was a NBA 3-pointer. Holy cow.
At least 4 feet away from the painted perimeter. Cardinal ball trailing by 16. Kylan Watkins with a steal and a layup.
Yep.
9 points for Kylan Watkins. It's now 34-16 Beavers.
It's kind of like baseball. You teach him to watch the ball into the glove. You got to watch the ball into your hands before he can take off and dribble with it.
Waterbury induces a foul as he was tripped on the left wing. Colton Swims with his second foul, team 9.
Back to the line for Scout Case.
Actually, it's Waterbury that's going up.
Oh. My bad.
I was going to say, I didn't think Waterbury was that short. First trip to the free throw line for Nate Waterbury. It's a 1-1 front end. Good. He will get the bonus.
Shot about 75% on the JV team, shooting about 54% on the varsity here from the free throw line.
Makes good on both of them. It's now 34-18. Beavers back up 16. Michael Magos making his first appearance of the night. He is a 5'11 junior.
Cardinals need a couple of defensive stops in a row here, a couple of buckets, and get back in this ball game.
Cadena back into the lineup, swing the ball around.
Whoa!
Colton Swims looking for someone in the fifth row of the bleachers over here. Nominally looking for a Cadena on the left corner, but it went about 5 rows up. Trayvon Johnson back into the Harper Creek lineup. Colton Swims, kind of an embarrassed grin on his face as he comes to the bench. Some words of encouragement from his coach, Matt Bowling. Cardinal ball. May goes to Mock on the right wing. Falling is Berea taking a 15-foot jumper as Mock leaves it short. The ball tapped back to Grant Maurer, top of the key. Now to Mock, 17-foot jumper from the right side. Yes.
Good job by Ryan. I was hoping he was going to take that one after missing the previous one.
34-20. Beavers lead by 14, a minute 38, and counting left to play in the first half. Trayvon Johnson swinging the ball around to Cadena. Three-pointer, yes.
Well, not enough movement back and forth for the Cardinals there.
12 points now for Cadena. His second triple of the game, 37-20. Beavers lead by 17 once again. Case out to Michael Magos, moves to the top of the key. Top part of the defense. Now to Mock on the right elbow. He's cut off. He needs help. floats the ball back out to Scout Case. Mox sets a screen for Case, and he launches a triple from the right wing.
Scout Case with a 3-4. The Cardinals, their first three-pointer of the night.
37-23, Beavers up 14, 55 seconds left to play in the half. Cross court, Trevor Johnson to Kylan Watkins. Check that, that is Kadena. Trayvon Johnson for three, bam!
Man, oh man.
Two, three, four, five three-pointers shot by the Beavers in this game so far.
Well, they like to put them up, and Goldwater's not doing a very good job of getting back.
40-23 after those dueling three-pointers, one by Case and one by Trayvon Johnson. Cardinal ball, here's Mock, top of the key, trying to move off a Taggart screen now to Taggart, rather to Maurer on the right wing. To Case, Taggart setting a screen, Case's 12-footer from the right baseline's good.
Scout, 7 quick points here in the second quarter for the Cardinals.
Here comes Trayvon Johnson with a bank shot coast to coast.
Knew he had to put it up high, and he did.
Buzzer sounds, end of the first half. It is Harper Creek 42 and Coldwater 25. Branch County Abstract and Title Halftime Report coming up after this three-minute break. You're listening to Cardinal Boys Basketball on WTVB.
Harold has it. That's right. Harold has it. Harold Chevrolet Buick has it all. We are the tri-state area's largest volume dealer. And you know what large volume means? Huge discounts. We have over 200 vehicles ready for immediate delivery. We are so confident that we will not be undersold that we have the low price guarantee. If we cannot beat a competitor's price, we will pay you $1,000. That's right. Harold has it. The low price guarantee. Harold Chevrolet Buick is the home of guaranteed credit approval. We are so confident that we can get you approved for a loan, we guarantee it, or we pay you $1,000. All you need is income of about $800 a month and a small down payment or trade, and you will be driving home a nicer, newer car today. That's right. Harold has it. Credit approval guarantee. Harold Chevrolet Buick is one of Indiana's only certified elite service facilities. We have a low price guarantee on all tires for all makes and all models. See us for all your automotive needs. You don't have to look any further than 824 North Wayne Street, just north of the mound in downtown Angola, or visit us online at haroldchevrolet.com. Because if you're looking for it, Harold has it.
Get fresh food fast at the Willows Bar and Grill, where their weekday lunch specials are cooked to order and never sit under a heat lamp.
This is Karen. Our fast, friendly service means you'll have a great lunch and be back to work in under an hour.
Wednesday's lunch specials include your choice of a 3-piece chicken strip basket or ham and cheese sandwich, each served with your choice of chips or fries. You don't have to eat fast food. Stop by the Willows, just east of River Road on US 12 Coldwater today, and check out their new look.
The piggy bank. When you were a kid, it was the symbol of savings and responsibility, helping you to save money for the things you really wanted. Today, you can simply shop at Meijer, where your money goes further with our low Meijer prices on thousands of items you use every day. And don't forget about our great sales. Plus, you can save even more by signing up for M-Perks, so you can take advantage of great offers with our digital coupons and rewards. You know, come to think about it, Meijer's just like a piggy bank, but even better.
Life presents different challenges for each of us. Some people are experiencing stress due to their jobs, while others are experiencing the stress of losing their jobs. Bills, budgets, and making ends meet can lead to anxiety, depression, family issues, marital problems, substance abuse, and thoughts of suicide. While everyone is affected in different ways, one thing remains the same. You're not alone. In fact, help is always just a phone call away, 24 hours a day, at Pines Behavioral Health in Coldwater. Getting help is as easy as picking up the phone and dialing 279-8404. 279-8404. So when you find yourself feeling overwhelmed, turn to Pines Behavioral Health on Michigan Avenue, just off US 12 in Coldwater. There when you need someone. At Pines Behavioral Health, they believe life should be enjoyed, not endured.
Many choices, one path, not just a starting point, a launch pad. More than a step, a leap. Not just a community college, it's a global sense of direction. Blaze your own trail. Explore Kellogg Community College at kellogg.edu.